Chapter 2. The man, male, down the alley was Fay. After 10 years, after all the executions and burnings, a Fay male was prowling toward her. Pure, solid Fay. There was no escaping him as he emerged from the shadows yards away. The vagrant in the alcove and the others along the alley fell so quiet, Selena could again hear those bells ringing in the distant mountains. Tall, broad-shouldered, every inch of him seemingly corded with muscle, he was a male blooded with power. He paused in a dusty shaft of sunlight, his silver hair gleaming. As if his delicately pointed ears and slightly elongated canines weren't enough to scare the living shit out of everyone in that alley, including the now whimpering madwoman behind Selena. A wicked-looking tattoo was etched down the left side of his harsh face, the whorls of black ink stark against his sun-kissed skin. The markings could easily have been decorative, but she still remembered enough of the Fey language to recognize them as words, even in such an artistic rendering. Starting at his temple, the tattoo flowed over his jaw and down his neck, where it disappeared beneath the pale surcoat and cloak he wore. She had a feeling the markings continued down the rest of him, too, concealed along with at least half a dozen weapons. As she reached into her cloak for her own hidden dagger, she realized he might have been handsome, were it not for the promise of violence in his pine-green eyes. It would have been a mistake to call him young, just as it would have been a mistake to call him anything but a warrior, even without the sword strapped across his back and the vicious knives at his sides. He moved with lethal grace and surety, scanning the alley as if he were walking onto a killing field. The hilt of the dagger was warm in her hand, and Selena adjusted her stance, surprised to be feeling fear. And enough of it that it cleared the heavy fog that had been clouding her senses these past few weeks. The Fey warrior stalked down the alley, his knee-high leather boots silent on the cobblestones. Some of the loiterers shrank back, some bolted for the sunny street, to random doorways, anywhere to escape his challenging stare. Selena knew before his sharp eyes met hers that he was here for her, and who had sent him. She reached for her eye amulet, startled to find it was no longer around her neck. She'd given it to Kaol, the only bit of protection she could grant him upon leaving. He'd probably thrown it away as soon as he figured out the truth. Then he could go back to the haven of being her enemy. Maybe he'd tell Dorian, too.